First I was a Catholic girl, loved the mass, I watched the swirl of smoke from candles burning, while Mary looked up yearning. I got confirmed and I confessed, I really felt that I was blessed. Plus I loved my uniform, so did the boy who lived next door. But something changed when I became of age, and all those things I thought were true, someday I'd break the big taboo. Oh, letting go, God.
Hello and welcome to the Digital Free Thought Radio Hour and WOZO Radio 103.9 LPFM right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. We're recording this on Sunday morning, September 19th, 2021. I'm Larry Rhodes, or Doubter 5. And as usual, we have our co-host, Wombat, on the line with us. Hello, Wombat.
Freshly vaccinated from the flu, freshly vaccinated from COVID. I'm feeling stronger than ever.
Did you get your booster yet?
I got my boosters already, yep.
Oh, really?
No. Everyone in our lab got boosters.
Yeah, yes. Cool. Our guests today are George Brown, the second and a half, or Brooklyn. Hello. And Dread Pirate Higgs, hey, Gary from Canada.
Ahoy there.
Digital Free Thought Radio Hour is a talk radio show about atheism, free thought, rational thought, humanism, and the sciences. And conversely, we'll also talk about religion, religious faith, gods, holy books, and superstition. Wombat, what's our topic for today?
Don't you dare vaccinate me. I believe in Jesus. And then we'll have that conversation coming up. But before we do that, I'm going to throw it up to our own Dread Pirate Higgs for our weekly invocation.
All right. So this comes from the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly. I'm called to invoke the power of the true creator of the universe, the drunken tolerator of all lesser and more recent gods, and maintainer of gravity here on Earth. May the great flying spaghetti monster rouse himself from his stupor and let his noodly appendages ground each of us in our seats.
Amen. I wonder where the pose for praying has come from, like this. Like, I wonder where that comes from. At least as far as ASL comes, it means beg, right?
Well,
but like, maybe for, what do you think?
Well, I've heard other descriptions saying that it's a position that you of submission, that you would put your hands together like this so you could be handcuffed or manacled.
Wowie. Dread ideas for the pose for prayer?
Yeah.
So he's doing the spaghetti pose. I like
it. Just looks like the quab there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Nice. George, it's good to see you. How you been since last week?
Well, I'm older.
You don't look it.
Being older beats the alternative to being older. Yeah, so right. I always true am that. Grateful. I'm grateful, but I'm not supplicatingly grateful for another day on the planet. Mm-hmm. And having said that, I'm still investigating the effect upon all of us throughout history of psychopaths. You know, that the concept that psychopaths have been ruling us in various ways forever, you know, psychopaths like our late departed president of the United States.
You said departed, or do you mean just kicked out?
Well, he's not there. He's not in the way.
Okay.
Let me give you another direction your psychopathy study. Why would they want
that?
To? Oh, in your study of psychopathy,
yeah.
You might want to look into why they want to rule us.
Well, that's the whole part of it. That, you know, the other part of what I'm really interested in is what are called cluster B personality disorders, which is a whole group of disorders.
Psychopathic personalities?
Antisocial personality disorder is more of a... But I mean, borderline personality disorder is one of them. Narcissism, Oh, man. Is that
George, I think I can wrap this up. I think it takes an incredibly interesting person to say, I want to be in charge of everything, literally everything. Can I? Is that a job? I'll take that job. And like actually well, go yeah, to the process to be well, like, I want to be your boss. Can I just be everyone's boss?
But you deserve it. Like you deserve to be the boss of everybody.
So, now, there's the line life. That's crossing the sand. But I still feel like the person who applies for that job has something about them that's very interesting. But usually
there is, like, why they became that way, the insecurities that lie behind the disorder.
Or maybe it's like, hey, there's just a problem that needs to get fixed, and this system ain't fixing it. We're going to have to figure this out. I imagine not everybody who goes for that role.
You know, it's an equal opportunity disorder. So, you know, Idi Amin was a great example of it. You know, Saddam Hussein, I mean, we're all in this together. You know, the guy in Israel who just lost out. The people who run corporations, I mean, they're all over, you know.
Let's see. So, Dread Pirate Higgs, what's going on with you? How you been?
Good, good. Yesterday, or Friday, I should say, we had our monthly pass that. So we gathered at the church and had a big feast, and it was all good. And then tomorrow, mark this, tomorrow is Talk Like a Pirate Day internationally.
Oh, tomorrow is that day.
Tomorrow is the day, September 19th every year.
Good. So. We had an important corporate visit on Tuesday, so I'm glad it's on a Monday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And have you been, okay, so have
oh,
you
Oh, no,
been,
it's today. No, it's today. Oh. It's the 19th. I'm 1 day behind.
He's seriously excited. You're like a person that just forgot Christmas happened.
We're going to all talk like pirates.
All right. So could you give me some good popular pirate phrases that I can use in my belt?
Well, I give you the two favorite letters.
Because I am the captain now.
And C. Okay.
All right. I only know I'm the captain now, which isn't very piratey, but it's very modern. I think it means something.
Here's one.
Talk to me.
I ate some pie. And it was delicious.
Oh, man. So it's an 8. I did remember seeing the shirt before, but I was wondering, what's the exponent referred to? That was a rough one for me. Okay. So for anyone who's listening over the radio, he's wearing a T-shirt that has a bunch of mathematical equations. And it basically means I ate some pie, basically. Yeah. Very, very cool. Larry, how you been? Oh, he's on mute. You're on mute. You pushed the mute button. There we go.
Doing fine. Getting older like George.
Nice. But, we all are. Hey, that's not a unique thing to just you two guys.
Yeah. No. Like he said, it's better than the alternative. It's not getting older.
Okay. And we're also going to play a little thing called What's on Your Shirt? What's on your shirt, Larry? Tell me what's on your shirt. Hey.
It's nautical ropes and knots and some ships and this deep blue sea. So that's kind of piratical.
It is. And it's good representation. So we're talking today about something I heard in the news today or earlier this week. And what I try to do when I wake up in the morning is not read any news, but Google has a good way of force feeding it to me somehow in some way that I don't want to get it.
I get it on my watch even when I look at my watch sometimes.
I know, and it's the most... it's the smallest little earworms that change the entire course of my thinking for the rest of the day. I'm trying to block them out. But I did see something that I thought was kind of alarming because the things that do indirectly harm me or the people that I care about are the things that like pop out the most as I'm thinking about them throughout the day. And so what I saw was that there is religious groups asking for exemptions for vaccination based on religious grounds. And this is in America, so this is largely focused on an American topic, but Canada is also America, so I wonder if it's happening over there too. Basically, religious groups are saying, hey, if we choose, well, since Biden has said, hey, I think any business that has more than 100 people should get vaccinated or have regular tests for the people who don't want to get vaccinated, so that way we can curb this, you know, sudden second wave spike that we're all facing as a nation. And get safer overall, because it won't work unless we all participate in this to somehow or in some capacity. And so what I'm thinking is there are a lot of religious groups that are like, I don't want to get vaccinated. I shouldn't have to be mandated because on religious grounds, I don't have to get vaccinated. And I thought that's such an interesting
stupid.
Excuse.
It's dumb.
Where does it come from? And so, Larry, it sounds like you want to say some things, because I know I got some stuff too.
Well, I mean, there's so many passages in the Bible that tell you to obey the authority of your government. Let's see. I've brought up one or two here. The Bible speaks decisively on this issue. Romans 13, 1 and 2 say, obey the government, for God is the one who put it there.
Excuse me.
I mean, there's like 100 other ones. There's Romans 13:2. That's all 13:1-2. Acts 5:29.
We must obey.
Go ahead.
I remember a classic verse from Jesus where someone asked him, "Hey, so should I stop taxing? And you're telling me to pay money to tithe to God, but does that mean I should stop taxing from Caesar?" And Jesus says, "No, what belongs to Caesar belongs to Caesar. Right. What belongs to God belongs to God. Don't change anything that you're doing for the government, including slavery, by the way." Right. Keep all that. But here's some extra rules from God. And I'm just like, these are still pretty bad. And I think the takeaway is, like, I can misconstrue any information from reality to make it fit my ideal interpretation of religion that I can follow. So if I want God to like my favorite music, I can make a version of a Bible passage, you know, be in line with that. But on vaccinations, that just seems like something really dangerous not to fall in step with. Dredd, what do you think?
Well, we have here in British Columbia a vaccination passport program. I think I might have mentioned this last week, where you have to go online through the local health authority and get a QR code, which you then take to the bar or restaurant or whatever. And the blur is on. Hang on a sec.
Yeah, I find like putting it in front of my body, but yeah. Yep.
Anyway, it's hard to see. But
especially on the radio.
Yeah. But so anyway, the provincial doctor, you know, the head doctor of the province there, in writing up this order, there's all these voluntary, services like restaurants and pubs and all that kind of stuff, but has excluded religious gatherings from having to participate in this.
Oh,
so this is taking it up to the next level. Is not only are they looking for exemption on religious grounds, but now not even having to abide by the rules that the rest of society is being told to conform with.
So now, what is this based on? Because what's the ruling that they're using? Because I can try to steel man it, but I don't get it even in that sense. So I'm wondering what your impression is.
You know, I think the conversations did not happen in public because it was Bonnie Henry, who is the provincial head doctor. Just came up with her order and just said who's included and who's excluded. So, you know, you can still go to City Hall. You can, there's some essential services that you don't need to have this passport thing. But, all these other public functions you do except religious groups.
Yeah.
It's a little arbitrary.
Larry, I've been deemed like an essential worker during the first wave. And it was like, hey, here are a list of essential workers. You got your firemen, you got your police, you have scientists that are actively making face masks, media, and stuff like that. And essential workers, pastors too. Okay. Wait.
Essential workers, like, what was the last thing you kind of broke up?
Essential workers, pastors. Oh, right. And I'm like, okay. But don't they make congregations of people who like all gather in one big place and like sit next to pews? And like, isn't this actively, is there work really essential? Couldn't they do that over Zoom? Like, do they like what's going on here? I'm wondering what's crazy. I was kind of freaking out. Mm-hmm. It does seem arbitrary. Larry, I'll throw out this rule to you. Do you think there's grounds for separation between church and state for a person who's religious to say government can't tell me what to do if it conflicts with my religion?
Well, obviously, I believe in separation of church and state because the state has the ultimate authority over you. They can take away your freedoms. They can arrest you, throw you in jail, we have many protections written into law that would protect us against unfounded arrest and closure. But you give that to a church, you give that kind of power to a church, or bring the church's rules, their Bible rules, into the government, and you've got no protections, pretty much. And this was pretty much what happened during the Inquisitions. 400 years of the church having their authorities go out and round up people, bring them in for no other reason other than like blasphemy or non-belief.
Yeah.
And taking all their possessions, throwing them in jail, letting them rot, or just outright killing them.
I mean, you even have to go back that far, even America, early America, witch trials, just mm-hmm. like, hey, a group of girls called you a witch, and now you're right. going to die. I'm like, I was right. just making wheat.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, like, but think about this. Though. Even in Christianity, you have Catholicism and Protestantism. Which one is going to be in power?
Right.
I mean, if Protestantism gets in, they may be the first target would be Catholics, you know, to round them up and bring them in and make them all Protestant or kill them, you know, that kind of stuff. Right. It has happened before.
If I had to make my choice between the two, being controlled by a church state or at least the government state, at least I prefer the government in the sense of I can have impacts on some manner on how that's going to conduct my life. Whereas uh-huh. with the God point of view, I have no inference. And the book's already written multiple thousands of years ago, and you follow that to a T. And I just find, like, I'm terrified by the concept that despite hard evidence to show that vaccines are helpful and medicine is a good thing, that there are people taking the staunch position of, no, because in my impression of God, I don't feel like taking a vaccine, and therefore I don't have to, because I have this particular superstition. I feel like that's such a dangerous place to be. George Brown, I don't want to bias the conversation. Do you feel the same way? How do you feel if someone says, I don't have to be vaccinated because I'm religious?
I'm laughing. I reject that argument. I mean, they are saying that they are given license to be a spreader of the disease. That's what I'm hearing. You know, the other thing I've been looking up, aside from, you know, just horrible people, the history of horrible people, is I've been reading up on Typhoid Mary. And, you know, her position was, you got to let me out of this quarantine because my freedoms are being abridged. And so they let her out. And she right. was told, well, you can't cook for people anymore because that's how you're spreading the disease. And she said, okay, Your Honor, I won't do any more cooking. But it was the only thing that she knew how to do for a living. She became a laundress for a while, but it paid one-fifth of what she could make as a cook. So she eventually went back to cooking, and of course, a few more people died. The important thing about Typhoid Mary is that she was she had no symptoms. She was asymptomatic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and, mm-hmm. but the main thing here, I mean, she finally got locked up again for good, but the main thing here is that these people are saying, well, you have to allow me to spread the disease.
Yeah,
because God, and I don't care what right. the because is. These are people who are putting the rest of us at danger of losing our lives.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. And this simply should not be allowed in a civilization, which we are. I think last time I checked, I thought we were. Yeah,
I'll throw out the scientific guidelines. It's not so much that not vaccinating keeps you from getting the disease. What it does is it helps you fight it off faster because it trains your body to know what to anticipate. And that gives it less opportunities to mutate when you are infected, and then reduces the chances of you passing on a mutated version of the virus to another person, and so on, where it spreads. And now there's a new mutant out that isn't as effective to the vaccines that we all are getting, the people mm-hmm. who are getting vaccinated. Mm-hmm. This is all about putting up a barrier wall of, hey, don't virus, you, we're going to be ready for you. And by the time, you know, we go through like one or two waves, it'll be so dispersed that you won't have enough, you know, people to actually successfully infect anymore. And maybe you'll go away. But that only works if we all get vaccinated, right? So it's not a hey, do it if you want to do it. It's more of like a, hey, this is a group effort to get rid of a disease that's actually hurting people. And even if you are infected and don't want to get vaccinated, that doesn't mean that you can't still hurt other people by transmitting a really infectious disease, despite the fact that you're asymptomatic. It's not just about you. George, I saw your hand up. What's up?
Yeah. So what are we going to do with the people who say, either God tells me I don't have to wear a mask or get vaccinated, or freedom, I'm free. You know, this is a free country.
We make their lives inconvenient by making them test at least once a week. I
believe is totally ineffective. I mean,
well, how about we simply quarantine these people and we'll bring them their food. You know, how many, you know, we'll bring them cottage cheese and rutabagas and, you know.
Well, you're talking a huge portion of the society, the population.
Yeah, it's like over 50%, isn't it? It's like 50% over right now, right?
Yeah, some states. But I've also,
and then, especially, you say some states, but like, what are we at, like 60?
Right.
But facts. And so I'm thinking is like tier it to weekly tests if you don't want to get vaccinated, which is what was part of the mandate. And if you are working and you are infected and you infect other people, I think that should have repercussions on the corporation that hires you or the job that hires you. Like, let's put dollars to actual dollars and actually make this really inconvenient for the people who are employers so that they have to take the onus and be like, okay, well, screw this. I'd rather hire people who are vaccinated and take care of themselves than people who option to actually harm other people through inaction.
What's that?
Oh, what's up? Hey, what's up, George?
What I think I'm seeing here where I live is that there are employers that are putting restrictions on their employees. Hmm. You know, you can do whatever you want to at home, but here you wear a mask.
Yeah, I've seen here that even on our place.
Here you prove that you're vaccinated. I'm talking about like Dollar Tree, for instance, which has a big sign in the window that says masks. What does it say? Masks suggested, but not required.
Right. And then they switched to required for a little bit. And then they switched back to the suggested, but not required.
Exactly. Which is like saying, I'm a little bit pregnant. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm really so, Larry. It sounded like you were going to say something. Did you not like the idea of weekly tests for people who choose not to get vaccinated?
Well, I mean, you can be tested Monday morning and contracted by Monday afternoon, and then you're spreading it before the next week comes around.
Right,
and it only takes 3 or 4 days to get to the point where you're spreading it, and what good is that? I mean, you've already contaminated, you know, a dozen more people at least. So it's a bare minimum, which really doesn't do a whole lot of good.
Sure. I like the idea of it since it was like, hey, you don't want a tiny little needle stuck into your arm that you can barely feel. Well, how about a giant Q-tip stuffed down your nose that hits the back of your mouth? And you have to have that happen to you once a week and you got to drive to the place for that to happen. Or you could just take the quick needle and be called and be done. You can, there's even one shot variants. Like, what's more convenient for you? Like, if you don't want to be penetrated either way, take the smaller hit. What are you doing? Like, I agree with you. I agree with you from an actual utility point of view, it's not good, but I do like the inconvenience factor. Cause I think generally what this comes down to is when I talk to people who haven't gotten vaccinated yet, it's because they live in a bubble that they don't want to pop of information or of particular ignorance. And they are choosing based on the information that they are allowing to open themselves up to, to not
be vaccinated. I think it's particularly egregious that religious leaders, for no reason other than freedom, they're not for freedom. They're for obedience to God and obedience to them. But then the religious leaders use religion to tell people not to take the vaccine. Mm-hmm. That is putting their lives and other lives at risk for no good reason.
Yeah, and I wish what we could do is just document this so well that from 2 years from now, when everyone's like, no, but Christians love vaccines, right? Christians are always about supporting vaccines. Like, no, here's the hard truth of it. Here's all the video. How about we take this as a break for the second half?
Sure.
This is the Digital Freethought Radio Hour on WOZO Radio, 103.9 LP FM, right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. And we'll be right back after this short break. Back to the second half of the Digital Freethought Radio Hour. I'm Doubter 5, and we're on WOZO Radio 103.9 LP FM right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Today is Sunday morning, September 19th, 2021. Now let's talk about the Atheist Society of Knoxville, or ASK. Founded in 2002, we are in our 19th year. ASK has over 1,000 members, and we have weekly Zoom meetings during COVID for just get-togethers. But we've started meeting in person again every week down at Barley's Tap Room and Pizzeria in Knoxville's Old City out on the patio. So I hope you can come down there between 5:30 and 8 every Tuesday. I hope to see you there. Say hello to us. You can find us online at Facebook, meetup.com, or KnoxvilleAtheist.org. But come visit. By the way, if you don't live in Knoxville, you should still go to Meetup and search for an atheist group in your town. Don't find one. Start one.
Start one.
Wombat, where do you want to pick up?
Hey, I want to go over some listener feedback for the last couple of episodes that we put up. We Are the Gods says, very enjoyable show. I learned something new every episode here. What's Up Hut says, where's the audience for this content? Solid production and interesting people. Is it predominantly engaged with somewhere outside of YouTube? Feels like I would really enjoy a drink with you folks. We are a radio show that broadcasts out of Knoxville, and we do put these videos up online just as a courtesy. But we've had another person leave a comment saying, hey, Ty, you should consider pushing your content to Google Podcast Manager or some such other device. I love listening to you guys, and I'm quite sad I couldn't actually find Let's Chat on a real podcast application. It's hard to watch YouTube videos in the car. Keep the epistemology coming. I'm convinced this line of thinking has become more mainstream and will make us all better humans. Maybe they can replace debate hosts with epistemological hosts. Ty for president. That was from Chris Arvai. Also, Ryan Xavier says, love your podcast, Ty. Always a pleasure to listen to. Amazing how you guys tackle topics and discuss them in under an hour. Love from New Zealand. And there's another guy on YouTube who has a handle called Let's Chat. He says, very nice show. And then, of course, Stardust Trading Room with ever dedicated comments. And he got into a really nice debate on the last episode that we had. But basically is always a good friend of the show. And we really appreciate your comments, Stardust. But thank you, everybody. It seems like the common question, hey, how do we find your podcast? Larry, could you help us out with that?
Oh, the podcast is generally just go to whatever your podcast app is on your iPhone or your computer and do search for Digital Free Thought. We should be the only one with those two words in it. Or you can search for the entire thing, Digital Free Thought Radio Hour, but we are on quite a few different podcasts at this point. Check it out.
What else? Free Thought is one word?
It can be one or two. I think in our case, it's two words. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll start posting a link to the podcast in the actual YouTube descriptions. But thank you so much, guys, for leaving comments. We really appreciate them. We're going to be talking about a little bit more about the idea of religious freedom to infect other people with really terrible diseases. And shouldn't there be a guideline for that? Because obviously, if this was we are a Christian nation, and if this was a Muslim ideal of like, hey, I shouldn't have to cover my mouth when I cough, like that would be cracked down pretty hard. I feel like the reason why we give, or even having the conversation about exclusion, is because we're largely referring to Christian-based sugar people. I say sugar people because like when you put water on them, they melt. But Dredd, for a lack of better names, I've noted that you have sent me a link to like a preamble from the Flying Church of Spaghetti Monster that asked for people to have privilege to not have to work with unvaccinated people.
Right.
And yet when I saw that page, I was like, this is going to be taken as a joke, despite the fact that the science behind it is accurate and actually better for our culture that people do work away from vaccinated, unvaccinated people.
Yeah. Australia is quite serious about it. So of course I'm friends with them all. So they're taking it seriously and encouraging other Pastafarians around the world to get this started and to actually make it a legitimate petition.
Yeah.
The right to not have to work beside unvaccinated people.
Right.
There's no reason why you should have to put yourself in harm's way based on somebody else's ideology.
just to make a living wage, for crying out loud, right? It's just like, hey, I should be able to have a safe workplace, yep, right? This is what OSHA is all about, right? Well, yep, this guy's not getting vaccinated and he's coughing. I don't want to get sick or get sick without realizing it and infect my family or kids who can't get vaccinated yet because they're not old enough. So can we please fix this problem right now? Can you move him away or move me away? But I don't want to work with this person. Okay. Like, employers, you should be able to step up to that. I think it's a common courtesy, and I think it's a human right to be able to work in a safe environment. Just my part. George, what's up?
In an almost identical vein, I would like to be able to go shopping at the supermarket without risking my life in order to buy food. You know, it's talking more than freedoms. I would like. Yeah, I want the freedom to be able to go, hey, I like that idea.
Dredd?
Yeah. Just to speak further to George's point, my wife is a front-end manager, a cash office manager for a local grocery store. The owner-operator is an anti-vaxxer. Go figure.
Yeah.
Six members of his family got it.
Did any of them die?
No.
And he's still an anti-vaxxer?
He's still an anti-vaxxer, yeah.
So that's six new mutants released.
Well, I think there are Seventh-day Adventists. And that's...
George? I just want to point out, in case anybody hasn't seen this yet, that there have been four radio talk show hosts in the United States who have railed against vaccines who have died from COVID in the last month.
Mm-hmm. You got to wonder how many people that they also took with them because of their broadcast.
True.
I think every one of them regretted not having been vaccinated just before he died.
And the crazy thing is, the thing that people who get sent to the hospital for, like, one for one, the number of people going to the hospital for COVID are largely unvaccinated people. Like, it's a staggering proportion. It's not even like 50%. It's like 90-ish percent of people being sent to the hospital right now are unvaccinated. And the first thing they are all asking for is, can I get vaccinated now? And it's like, that's not how the vaccines work. You have to get vaccinated way before that.
That's right.
So you can build an immunity.
Vaccines aren't curative. They're preventative.
Right. Exactly. It's not the cure. The cure is everybody getting vaccinated. Yeah. That's the cure. And if you don't do that, that's the problem. Then you become the issue. Larry, it sounded like I was stepping your toes. Also, Dredd, you had forgotten something. So we're going to come right back to you. I hope you.
Sure.
Still remember it.
No, Larry, my mind has moved on. I don't remember what it was now.
Okay. Well, before I lose my mind, I just wanted to mention that today around 3:00, I'm actually having a Socratic examination with a gal who has, not for religious reasons, for other reasons, decided to be unvaccinated. So I'm going to try and get to the root cause of her aberrant thinking.
All those deaths are totally preventable.
Is that live? A recorded conversation? Coffee over talks?
I'm going to ask her if she's okay with it. I would like to have that as a live conversation and recorded conversation. So,
Very cool. Oh, I'll be reaching out. I want to see. Well, take it. I understand how weird it is with spectators when you're having a one-on-one deep conversation, especially if they start butting in and stuff. So have fun with that, and then give me the deets afterwards.
Yeah, you bet.
George Brown, saw your hand up.
I just want to mention this caution. We should never forget that the vaccine contains a chip, a little printed circuit, which is going to be injected into your veins.
But it also helps.
Don't forget that.
But if you get that chip installed, the next chip comes with salsa, and then that sounds really, really good.
Yes, just, and once you've had one, you can't stop.
That's what the boosters are for. Oh, George really liked that one. That made me feel good.
I'm still laughing.
I want to throw this out. I'm a big fan of disc golf. I picked it up recently, and a friend of mine, the thing I like about disc golf compared to how I thought this out. When I used to do Socratic examinations a lot as a hobby, it was very taxing from the point of view of the person doing the interview, because you tend to have a lot of religious conversations in a day, or a lot of political conversations in a day. Right. And for the people who are walking by, they have a quick 5-minute conversation that, you know, digs in their brain a little bit, and they walk away and they have a good rest of the day. I'm still sitting at the table making notes, thinking about how I'm going to video edit and getting ready for the next conversation that might be an in-depth thing. It's very exhausting. But when I'm playing disc golf, which is like my new hobby, I don't have to think about any of that stuff. I'm just thinking about what disc am I throwing and which way the wind's blowing. That's it. That's it. And I love it. And so when I'm out playing disc golf with friends, I tend to not talk about anything political or, you know, or religious. I just tend to enjoy the conversations of the game and, you know, whatever small talk we can point. But I've had a friend who was about to go on a tirade about COVID, where he's like, don't they know it's just the flu? It's just the flu. And I'm like, just swallow, Ty, just throw your putter. It's not going to be a big deal. I'm not going to engage here. I have the choice to say no. But the thing is, that same dude, that same guy texted me about 2 weeks ago, letting me know, well, looks like I got the COVID. And I'm like, well, there's one friend I'm not going to play this golf with for a period of time, but I will check up on him because I still consider ourselves friends. But it's the sort of thing where it's like, I don't want to rub it in his face. I don't want to be like, yeah, it's not the flu, is it? Right. And he has a family. So like in my head, it's like, you know, you got it. You know, you got a family, you know, you have a family, you have two beautiful daughters. You don't want them to get sick, right? Like, you already got it. Don't you think it's a good time for at least your wife or for you to have a serious conversation about your kids, about how to stay healthy in this environment? Because even if you get better, you're not helping other people get better. You know, like even if you don't feel sick, you're not helping other people not get sick for the same exact disease that you are infected with right now. Doesn't that mean anything to you? And I don't want to have that conversation with them, but I found it easier just to be absent and just broadcast this frustration to you guys as a group. But it is something that really tears me apart. George, take yourself off mute, my friend, and join in.
Yeah. Well, following on what you're saying, I have a side topic here, which is, of course, who is spreading the disinformation? And secondly, how do we turn them around? How do we bring those guys over to our side?
You make lies not profitable, and that's not going to happen anytime soon, because delicious lies will always be more marketable than truth, right?
Well,
truth
is like okra. What do the rest of you think about that? I mean, is it possible to enlist the pastors, for instance, to save their flock by doing the right thing?
George, I'll give you a tip. When you ask a question, direct to a person. I want to pick on Dread Pirate. Dread Pirate, what do you think about George's question?
That's a tough one. If it ends up usurping their power over their flock by making that kind of a suggestion, I mean, that's essentially what you're trying to do, is convince them that they're wrong, as opposed to, you know, I suppose trying to have Socratic examinations with pastors would be probably the best way to go about it.
I would chime in just only if they are willing to have an honest conversation with you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You'll never have an SC conversation with them. It only works as in a fair two-party engagement.
Exactly. So no finger wagging, that's for sure.
They have to be open to being wrong. And so if you're talking to someone who has a vested interest in not being wrong, you know, like that is such a barrier. Like, we've had a president, for example, who told people not to get vaccinated while he was first in line to get vaccinated,
right,
and get special treatment for vaccines. Right. So like, we clearly that people who have vested interests or advantage to lie or misinform for their own benefit will continue to do so. And I don't think there's any greater industry for false hope than religion. It tends to be the case that everything they've been selling has been immaterial and nothing but promises that only come true after you die, which is the most bizarre selling point possible. Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking, another example is Brazil, the Brazilian government prescribing or directing people away from the vaccines to one of these things that the Trump administration was supporting as completely ineffective. And this other stuff, the ivermectin, which is, used for
horse fleas,
and also for fleas and ticks and whatnot. And strangely, how people are so willing to ingest essentially a poison that is not even, effective on that thing, but not willing to take a vaccine, which is.
Yes.
That's the crazy thing. That it just boggles my mind.
Right.
I think we are engaged in a propaganda war right now. And we have changed into a propaganda culture in general. This might take us.
I believe it.
So how do we tackle that reality is my question.
I think Darwin has it in hand. I mean, they're going to find out the hard way that that vaccines are effective and safe. And by having a lot of their friends die, that's the only way I can think of.
Like, it's only through a cultural change will something like that happen. It's not going to be a quick fix that people find out in a room. Like, human beings need to be evolved to, at least culturally, to interpret data at a higher standard of integrity.
Yes.
And that doesn't happen overnight. But we can begin the work now so that the future work has less work to do. And that's why I'm saying it's still worth valuing truth. It's still worth informing people because we don't want to stop that momentum.
And learning the rules of fallacy.
Yeah. Learning the rules of fallacy. Yes. And I'll throw out before we go to Dredd, just because you have fallacies in your thought process doesn't mean that it's not true. Just means that you can reach a higher standard by kicking them out. So get rid of those fallacies and find better ways to prove the things or demonstrate the things that you do believe to be true.
Right.
And try to do it in the least fallacious way as possible. Dredd.
Well, a couple of things is being a critical thinker isn't necessarily about being critical of other people's thinking. It's about being critical of your own, right?
Oh, boy.
Elevating your standard of standard of evidence and who you respect as credible sources of information. That's pretty key. I just got a comment here from Lo Ma. He says, there was a woman who prayed to God to figure out whether to get her family vaccinated or not. And God said no. Her husband wound up in the ICU.
Wow. Hey, I'll throw this out too, because I like this story. Mother Teresa, this is probably a good time for timing it.
Sure. But,
how many times in this standard of culture, for how we interpret information and propaganda, you say Mother Teresa and you instantly get warm little chill, fuzzies in your heart of a really kind, nice old lady who goes out to help people, Marilyn Magdalene style. I hope I got that last name right. But helps the sick, sticks with them. But the truth of that story is that Mother Teresa was a propaganda stick used by the Catholic Church. And it's basically saying, like, hey, listen, whatever she does, we're going to say is the good thing. So we need to get sick people around her so that we can get pictures of her, so that we can have her do quotes. And then she got sick. Okay, well, let's helicopter her out, get her the best medicine possible, get her the best education, all that stuff. And then we'll just drop her right back into the sick people. And everything's good.
Yeah,
and I'm like, hey, hold on a second here. What's this praying thing that she's doing? Does this actually help people, or is it a science place that you took her to? Larry,
she thought that suffering was godly. The more they suffered, the better. But as soon as she started suffering, she went straight to get the best medical attention she possibly could to stop it.
Get me out of here. And let me tell you something. We saw that with Trump. I'll throw him out again. But it's like, how many times have we seen Trump say, well, the virus will never get to America? Oh, well, it's only one case. You can drink bleach and get rid of it, right? Is there like a light thing that you can shine on your body and get rid of it? Like, these are all things he actually said. It's China's virus. It's not really our problem. Like, we'll be like the flu again and it'll get out. And then it's like, oh, I got the flu? Or I got the COVID. Ship me out to the best hospital. We'll give you like the latest energetic things. And then he goes right back to the White House. And the first thing he does is take off his face mask. Like, it wasn't a big deal. I'm like, so many lapses in empathy.
Right.
And I wouldn't even consider Trump to be a holy figure or a religious person. Like, if anything, he's just corrupt to the core. But it's, in my opinion, complete lack of empathy. And what I found, George, we'll get to you.
Read up on narcissism.
Yeah. We're going to tackle narcissism. I think it would be good for a topic next week, but I would say religion is where entropy goes to die, because with religion, you have the excuse to not be empathetic in the here and now. You don't have to worry about the consequences of your actions. You have this perfect trump card that says, all I got to do is pray to my holy God and I can get forgiveness for the faults that I cause on you. And I don't have to worry about these sick people because I pray to God to get them. That's now God's favor, and that's his problem. And I can continue to do whatever I feel like doing, whatever I'm comfortable doing in the way that exact way that I like to do it. And whenever something non-self-serving comes and approaches me, like getting vaccinated so that we as a community can get rid of a disease, I don't feel like doing that. Can God give me the excuse? Yes, of course, because you basically are your own God in your head, because you're programmed a version of him that's copacetic.
God always seems to know and want to do the same things you do.
God loves all your
funny
music,
how that works, eh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. And whenever someone says, well, God, I don't believe in God, it's like, well, I'm offended. Why are you offended? I'm talking about your God, not you, right? So the whole thing is, like, if you were empathetic and you cared about people, if you truly care about God's earth and God's creation, or any of the true tenets of what Christianity purports as their own, you would get vaccinated, period. And I can respect the decision that says, well, listen, here are my reasons for not getting vaccinated. Here's my decision. I'm just letting you know it's the wrong decision. It's the wrong decision to not get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. You should. And I think from the very beginning, we were arguing, like, we need to learn from this incident. We need to learn from COVID. Because if we don't learn from this event, the next time it's going to hurt us even more. Because who's to say that another disease isn't around the corner? Like, we had this freak incident. We thankfully have a vaccine within a year. That's astounding. But that could happen every year for the next 10 years. We could have a brand new disease. And if we aren't willing to take care of ourselves, we'll either live together or die together. Mm-hmm. George?
I wasn't going to say anything.
My bad. I thought you had a question. Guys, final thoughts. Let's go around. Larry, what do you think?
We're looking to the church to help us in this vaccination thing. I think just they're not going to give it. They're going to do what they want to do, basically for the same reasons that you just mentioned. We're not paying them to make the decision, and the congregation is paying them, and you know they're all about the money.
Right. So. Right. And I wish people would just look at that for their own sake. I don't think we should leave it to the church to give out truth. We should expect people to search for it, because mm-hmm. if the church wants people and people like the truth, that's how you solve the problem, right? And we've all, except for George, have been part of a church group, like a group thought that didn't give you access to opportunities of critical thinking, but we fought out of it. And I'm saying we can inspire people to do the same thing too. And it could be as short as a short chat or through the show, or just a willingness to say, hey, I'm vaccinated. Like, I'm still alive, right? I care about this. This is a real thing. These are the mm-hmm. sources of information that I think are worthwhile paying attention to. And you know how all the people who didn't get vaccinated got sick and died? Look at me. I'm still here and I'm playing disc golf and I'm having a fun time. Dread, final thoughts?
Yeah, well, I'm a member of the BC Humanist Society or Association, and they were the ones that had just recently made the point that Bonnie Henry's, our top doctor's order, excluded churches from having to participate in this vaccination passport program. So I'm encouraging all Pastafarians out there, and anyone else for that matter, to sign the petition to have that changed. So
I'll tell you another good thing about that. I made that exact argument to my bosses at my job. And I was like, hey, I don't want to work if there's other people who are sick or choosing not to get vaccinated. Everyone in my group was the first to get vaccinated. We have multiple groups inside our building. And we know for a fact there are people who won't get vaccinated regardless of the news that was out. I was like, I don't want it. Can I take this guest office? The guest office is like this corner room, and it had like its own desk. It was beautiful. And they put me there for like a year and a month. And then when I got out, they're like, we like Tyrone in offices. You just take this other office. So I'm like, I got an office now. I'm saying it's worth making the argument. Go with your boss, make a point. It's only good things can happen. I guarantee. Yeah, right, like, hey, I care about being safety. Can we make this more safe? Yes.
Cool.
George, last words.
I don't really have any today. So fair I'll enough, pass.
Yeah. Coffee?
Hey, that's
coffee?
That's a very non-narcissistic way of saying.
I want to talk about coffee. Well, okay. Well, coffee sweetener. That another topic. Most stevia on the market is fake. Oh. And that is a whole topic unto itself. Why do these guys get away with it, with marketing a product and calling it stevia when it's mostly something else?
Nice.
Well,
nice.
Talk about olive oil. Same thing.
Olive oil, I didn't even know. Well, I know about bottled water. I can throw that out. Like, the taste of bottled water isn't even water. It's just minerals that people put in. There's like proprietary mixtures of minerals, but it's just water at the end of the day.
Enough out of me.
Guys, I think we're at the end of the show, and I think we had a good topic. I really appreciate the discussion. Always like talking to you. Dread Pirate, where can we find your stuff?
Well, I am on YouTube at MindPyrate, Mind Pirate. I stream this show when I'm on every Sunday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Guys, do me a favor. If you see this episode on my YouTube channel, go over to Mind Pirate, MindPyrate, right?
And subscribe.
And subscribe. Hit that button. I guarantee it's going to be some good stuff, because he was just telling us about this conversation he was going to have with an anti-vaxxer using Socratic examination, which is this beautiful way of talking to people about anything.
Yeah.
And so George Brown is a cool dude. He's got a lot of coffee tips, and we're going to be talking about narcissism next week. He's going to love that. And then you can find me on Let's Chat. I'll put the link to our podcast, since a lot of people are asking about it, in the description, and maybe even put
Let me say just one thing.
Go for it, George.
Okay. Not so much narcissism as narcissistic personality disorder.
Understood.
Okay.
And then we will go to put the audio from the videos on Google Podcast Manager. Maybe it'll give you guys access to these podcasts in the future and make it more easier, because we want to spread the word. Larry, go ahead and take us out. Southern Voice of Dreams. Let's go.
Sure. Remember, this show is available on Apple, iTunes, Pocket Cast, Owl Tail. And on podcasts everywhere, just search for Digital Free Thought Radio Hour. My own content is available on digitalfreethought.com. Be sure to click the blog button for our radio show archives, atheist songs, and many articles on the subject. My book is called Atheism, What's It All About?
And hey, it's available.
I did. A long time ago.
Oh, cool.
Nice. It's available on Amazon. Find my YouTube channel by searching for Doubter 5 or Larry Rhodes. If you have any questions for the show, you can email them to askanatheist@knoxvilleatheist.org. If you're having trouble with leaving religious beliefs behind, you can get help by going to recoveringfromreligion.org. If you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to like and subscribe. This is the Digital Free Thought Radio Hour. Remember, everybody is going to somebody else's hell. The time to worry about it is when they prove that heavens and hells and souls are real. Until then, don't sweat it. Enjoy your life. And we'll see you next week. Say bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.